From Southeast Athletics, I'm Nate Savarino, and this is the 2-Minute Drill. This week's 2-Minute Drill is the second in a 4-part Cindy Gannon Walk for Women series, highlighting the accomplishments of our women student athletes and coaches. Senior pitcher Madeline Crummery went over 300 career strikeouts as the Southeast Missouri softball team swept Indiana State in a doubleheader Tuesday at the Southeast Softball Complex, the first home games for the Redhawks this season. Crummery caught ISU leadoff hitter Leslie Sims looking on strikes for her 300th career strikeout in the fifth inning of Game 1. She now ranks sixth all-time among the school's all-time career strikeout leaders with 303 Ks, and she's sure to continue to climb up the rankings. Coming into the season, Crummery ranked among the top 10 leaders in 11 different career statistical records. Crummery is not the only Redhawk who's making her way into the career record books. Sophomore outfielder Rachel Anderson smacked her fourth triple of the season in Tuesday's Game 1, and she now ranks tied fourth all-time at Southeast in career triples, only partway through her second collegiate season. Redhawk fans will want to come out and cheer on Madeline, Rachel, and the entire softball team next Wednesday, March 21st, when Southeast hosts the Mizzou Tigers at the Southeast Softball Complex. SEMO and Mizzou will face off in a doubleheader beginning at 4 p.m. on Wednesday. It marks the first time Mizzou has visited Cape Girardeau since 2003. The 11th annual Cindy Gannon Walk for Women will be held Saturday, April 7th at Houck Fieldhouse, to raise money benefiting student-athlete scholarships. Learn more online at walkforwomen.cmo.edu. I'm Nate Savarino, and for more insight on Southeast Athletics, visit krcu.org.